There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're doing the new review. And for the first time ever, Sonal and I, we didn't talk in the morning, and then we sent each other our song choices and we picked the same song.
See, this surprised you a lot. Didn't surprise me at all.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like we could have similar musical choices because I've liked everything that you've picked.
But you know what? I found that song and I feel like I had to dig under layers and layers of new music. It was probably the fifth one that I came across.
Really?
And I was like, yes, this has got a great story. This is the one. I was so chuffed with myself. I thought, Sonal's going to love it. And then you sent yours through and I'm like, oh, I'll find another one. Anyway, so there are some good songs for you this afternoon. As always, we would love to hear your opinion on them. Good or bad, we have got very thick skin. We can take it. 4001, or you can text us with the Dubai Eye app, which is absolutely free. So make sure you get that because they come through with the same machine. You might as well do it for free. Would you like to go first, my dear?
Yes, indeed. So first, I'm going to call back a song by Lauv. You've probably heard it. It's been on the airwaves over the past few months, and it's gotten some 68 million YouTube views.
Oh, does this ring any bells?
I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better when I'm with you.
Do you think there's someone somewhere saying, oh, I'm the person who does the clicks on the Lauv song?
There probably is.
Yeah,
there probably is a person. So this is Lauv, I Like Me Better. And, you know, and as I mentioned, it's been out there quite a bit. His real name is Ari Lev, but he chose the name Lauv because it means lion in Latvian.
Mm.
His sophomore album, I Met You When I Was 18, the playlist came out actually a few days ago, and he says it's all about moving to New York City and falling in love for the first time. And he says he's been obsessed with love and breakup songs since he was 14. Since he was 14, he hadn't even been in a relationship or experienced love, but he was writing those songs.
I don't know. Where I'm from in Newcastle in England, some people are like together forever from 14.
Really?
Mm.
Oh, see, that blows my mind. I can't even imagine that. He's only 23 now, but he's actually already gone touring the world as Ed Sheeran's opening act. And he was actually here in Dubai. So a lot of people here might have actually seen him already. This is his latest release from the album and it's called Enemies.
See what you think.
I thought we said we're good, was I misunderstood? You're looking at me so cold. After all that we've been through, how could you pretend I'm someone that you don't know? I'm so sick of planning all my nights, round avoiding you, it's gotta end. We don't have to love again, I try. But can you tell me? So cold. I know it's hard to speak with all our history, but that don't mean you should go. I'm so sick of planning all my nights, round avoiding you, it's gotta end. We don't have to love again, I try. But can you tell me?
That was Enemies by Lauv. How'd you feel about that?
I really liked it.
That's quite easy to listen to, isn't it?
It was very upbeat, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I can imagine having that on in the car. It's a good driving along song,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Let me raise you with a bit of funk today for my first song. So this is from French superstar Christine and the Queens. She also goes by the name of Chris. Her real name is Héloïse Letissier, which is just the most beautiful name, isn't it?
It's stunning.
Héloïse Letissier. She's collaborated with G-Funk hero Dam Funk on this track. It's called Girlfriend. It was released on the 17th of May. I actually heard it on a digital radio station that I was listening to over the weekend. Take a listen. It's called Girlfriend. Let us know what you think of it. 4001.
Chris.
Did you like that? It's called Girlfriend, Christine and the Queens. Let us know if you did. 4001 on the text to get in touch, or you can always use the free Dubai Eye app. That's the best way to do it. What do you reckon? Do you like it?
Oh, I love that.
It's like old school. I feel like that could have come out in the 80s and you wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah. And we were talking also, she's got a really cool style with her music videos and dancing, and she's really unique.
There's a great dance routine to that video.
Mm.
I watch it and think, never be able to do that dance routine, but I bet there's people in clubs doing it. Right, when we come back, we've got two new songs for you, two more. What have you gone for?
So this is the song that we actually both tried to go for.
Ah, okay.
St. Vincent.
Yes, which is a song that has been remastered.
It has, and guess, you'll be surprised to find out who actually inspired that remaster.
I've gone for a song that has been kind of lost in a record shop for 24 years. However, you probably will have heard it recently because it was at the start of a film that I think everyone went to see in Dubai. Everyone was excited about it anyway. I'm not going to tell you though. I'm going to let you guess when we come back. The next one that I've gone for. Now, this song has thrust itself back into life after more than 20 years. I think about 24 years it's been hiding at the back of a record store. But can you tell me which film gave it new life? Bonus points if you can. It was first released in 1994, and it's probably one of the best garage rock albums of all time that it comes from. It is the John Spencer Blues Explosion from the United States, and the song is called Bell Bottoms. It sounds really great on the radio. I think it will anyway. Heading into the weekend, enjoy it.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, I got to tell you about the fabulous, most groovy Bell Bottoms. Bell Bottoms.
Bet you have never ever heard that on the radio in Dubai before. John Blues Explosion, Bell Bottoms.
I believe that. That was very cool though. I like that.
I like it too. I heard it today and I was like, yeah, I remember this from the beginning of that film. I knew that when we talked about this and put this song on, that Faizan would text in on 4001. Because I remember Faizan texting in saying, when is this movie coming out? And I'm thinking, ah, oh, that movie does not sound like it's for me. But its name is nothing like what you think the movie's going to be. Baby Driver. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it yet, have you?
Oh, it's so good. And the opening scene is this song. He's got his, I think he's got his iPod on and his headphones in, and he's dancing along the street to this song.
Oh,
it's so cool. See, I hope you enjoyed that. We've only got one more song for you in the new review, and it's one that we both went for.
Yeah, our last one, we've picked the latest song from St. Vincent. So an initial version of this song, it's called Slow Disco, was first released last year. But guess who supposedly inspired a fresh, up-tempo pop version of the same song?
I don't know, actually.
Taylor Swift.
No way.
Yeah. Her producer, Jack Antonoff, also worked on St. Vincent's fifth studio album, Mass Education, which this song is from, that came out last year. And St. Vincent says she suspects that it was actually Swift who suggested the pop remake, which is called Fast Slow Disco.
Yeah, and it's really good. Hope you like this one. We both loved it. Good, isn't it?
Oh, it's amazing. I haven't heard much of St. Vincent before this, but I think I'm going to become a listener.
Fourth time I've heard that song, Fast Slow Disco. It's really good. Hope you like that. Very, very catchy one. When we come back, we are going to be talking about the movies. I'm sure you're all pretty excited about what's coming out this weekend after the news, sport and weather this is on Dubai Eye 103.8.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.